Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. And we thank all of you who have been listening to us on daily basis. Those who have been sharing this prophetic decree, sharing it with their friends. And those who have been listening to it, we thank you. We bless you. We pray that God will bless you more. The blessing of God will be more upon you. The grace of God will be more upon you. And we appreciate the testimony that have been coming to us. We appreciate the hand of God upon everyone. We pray that God will continue to assist us in Jesus' name. Beloved, you are welcome to the ninth day of the month of January, year 2021. We bless God for his mercy upon us. We bless God for the grace of God upon our lives. We thank God for the covenant of mercy that is fighting for us. Covenant of mercy that is securing us. Covenant of mercy that is there for us on a daily basis. We pray that the covenant of mercy will continue more upon our lives in Jesus' name. And I pray that the plans of the wicked for every one of us this year shall be aborted. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree to the life of someone, right from today, you will not wear the garment of poverty again. Right from today, you will not wear the garment of shame again. Right from today, you will not wear the garment of backwardness again. Right from today, the garment of mockery over your life shall be rooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, from now you shall wear the garment of celebration. From now you shall wear the garment of favor. From now you shall wear the garment of decoration. Wherever you appear, the glory of God will appear there. Wherever you appear, the mercy of God will appear there. Wherever you appear, the hand of the Lord will appear there. Wherever you appear, the glory of God will also be there. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are not alone this year. Glory of God is over your life. The Lord will lift you high. The Lord will promote your destiny. The Lord will advance your destiny to the next level. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, for some days now, I've been talking about dangers of eating in the dream. And then we read Matthew 13, verse 25, where the Bible says, while men slept, his enemy came and planted wheat among the wheat and went on their way. You can imagine, there is a wheat in a place, and the enemy came to plant wheat. The enemy came to plant evil into that life, and everything was done in the dream. And we're able to analyze the dangers of eating in the dream. And I gave you 1 to 32. I said I need to give you just about 50. At least you will know these 50 at your fingertips. You listen to it every time. You'll be able to know how you must aggressively fight against eating the dream. How you must contend against eating the dream. How you must tell the enemy to eat their food. How you must deal with satanic consumption. I pray that God will give us victory. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget John chapter 10 verse 10. The Bible says the thief has come but to steal, to kill and to destroy. But the Almighty God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, has come so that he can give us life. And not only life, life abundantly. I gave us about 32 assignments that will always take place if eating in the dream become constant, if eating in the dream become continuous. It must not be constant. It must not be continuous. In fact, if you eat in the dream once, you have to fight it aggressively. If you don't fight it, they will make it constant. And I gave you 1 to 32. So you may need to refer back to yesterday, a broadcast, so that you can connect it together. I'm going to start from 30 today. I said number 30 is to introduce evil arrow into the life of people. Number 31 is to introduce the spirit of bedwetting. Number 32 is to introduce stagnancy into the life of people. That was where I stopped yesterday. Number 33 is to convert the body of a person to zoo, where satanic animals, serpent, scorpion, dead rat, satanic things are there in the body. Number 33 or 34 is to recruit a person to water world. Number 35 is to alter the body system of a person. They change the body system. Number 36 is to make the weapons of the enemy to prosper in the life of a person. Number 37 is to program evil into that life that will make it easy for that fellow to be summoned at night. Number 38 is to capture the person's soul. Number 39 is to destroy good thing in the life of the person. Number 40 is to drain people's blood. You see somebody that is just leaning. Everybody say you are lean, sister. You are getting lean. You are getting lean. Something has been programmed into that life. Number 41 is to design instrument that will kill the fellow into that life. Number 42 is to have access into the body organ of the person. Number 43, this eating in the dream is an instrument of abortion of good thing. Number 44, it is to establish a contact between the person and the dead relatives. Number 45, it is to bring someone back to square one. Number 46 is an instrument to lead a person into error. Number 47, it is to bring the life of someone under constant attack. Constant attack. Constant attack. Number 48 is to put evil identification mark upon a person. And number 49 is to waste that life eventually. And number 50, eating in the dream is an instrument of oppression. And the Bible says, oppression maketh a wise man mad. The question is this: how do I deal with eating in a dream? There are about 8 major ways to deal with them. Number 1, you must surrender your life to Jesus. You must be on Jesus' side. Number 2, you must repent of unknown sin. Number 3, you must deal with all satanic points of contact in your life and in your home, like I told you yesterday. Number 4, you must train. You must invest. You must develop your spirit man. You must train your spirit man. You must invest into your spirit man. You must develop. You must give your spirit man food to be strong. You must know what you can. You must know how to train your spirit man. How can you develop your spirit man? It's by reading the word of God constantly. It's by meditating on the word of God. It's by doing the word of God. It's by speaking in tongues regularly. It's by feeding your spirit with the blood of Jesus Christ. It's by always listening to the anointed messages. How do you build your spirit man? It's by listening to anointed gospel music. How do you build your spirit man? It's by regularly confessing positive things into your life. When you are doing all this, your spirit man will develop. Your spirit man will develop. Number 5, you must be addicted to night prayers. At least you must be able to pray for 30 minutes before you sleep. You must be addicted to night prayer. We call them nocturnal warrior. You must be a warrior of the night. Number 6, you must not go to bed. Listen to me. You must not go to bed with anger. You must not go to bed with unforgiving spirit. You must not go to bed with bitterness in your heart. If you are going to bed with these, in the realm of the spirit, you are open for attack. Number 7, you must receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of fire. You must receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues and the baptism of fire. And number 8, you must live a holy life. You must live a holy life. Don't forget, there are 3 keys to operate with this year. Number 1, the key of the presence of God. Number 2, the key of aggressive prayers. Aggressive militant praying. Very, very important. Number 3, the key of holiness. So you must live a holy life. These 3 keys were given to us by our Father and the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer of Matter of Fire Miracle Ministry. So these keys are very, very important. Very, very important. You must live and make sure that these keys are imbibed. They will be able to operate successfully this year. If you have not given your life to Jesus, opportunity has been opened. Confess your sin to him. Tell him to have mercy upon you. Tell him to save you. Tell him to deliver you. Aha. Confess your sin. Thank you, Father. Repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life unto you. Save my soul. I repent of my sin. Come into my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to take the oil. Take a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water or get water into a glass. Father, I prophesy into this bottle of oil or into this bottle of water the anointing that dismantled the wicked, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of fire, the power in the blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil, shall enter into the water. Resurrection power of Jesus Christ shall enter into the oil, shall enter into the water. And this instrument shall be an instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance, an instrument for signs and wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil now. Anoint your head. And place your hand on your head. And pray this prayer very, very well. Every weapon of witchcraft against my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, every weapon of witchcraft against my destiny, there, by fire, in the name of Jesus, every weapon of witchcraft against my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus, every weapon of witchcraft against my destiny, there, in Jesus' name, still place your hand on your head. Say, every witchcraft curse working against my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft curse working against my destiny. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and drink a little. Aha. And shout it like this. Say, anything planted into my life by witchcraft, come out now. This prayer, we are going to pray 3 times. We'll place when we pray it now. We'll pray it when we put our hand on our chest. We'll pray it when we put our hand on our navel. Now you need to pray it aggressively. When you shout the prayer once, I want to hear, come out now. Wherever you are, be aggressive. Say, come out now. When you say, come out now, you will notice you begin to sweat. You will notice a lot of things coming out. You will notice healing. You will notice deliverance. You will notice signs and wonders coming upon your life. Are you ready? Okay. Say it. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name, pray now. Take the oil. Or if it's water, just put small water in your hand. Put it on your chest and place your hand there. Anything planted into my life by witchcraft power, come out now in the name of Jesus. Anything planted to my life by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. You may need to pray this prayer very, very well even after this broadcast. Take the oil and anoint your belly button, your stomach area. Put your hand there. Say, anything planted into my life by witchcraft power, come out now. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my life by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my life by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your hand now. Say, anything planted to my hand by witchcraft power, come out now. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my hand by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my life by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your leg. Anything planted to my legs by witchcraft power, come out now. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my legs by witchcraft power, come out now. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my legs by witchcraft power, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree to your life now, that your life shall receive total freedom from witchcraft bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil thing planted to your marriage that has caused problem in that marriage shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil thing planted to your womb that has caused miscarriage and barrenness shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil thing planted to your business that has caused bankruptcy in that business, that has caused poverty in that business, I command such to go back to the sender. Get out of that place in the name of Jesus. Anything planted to your destiny that's affecting your career, it's affecting your academic progress, it's affecting your moving forward, I command such right now, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil thing planted by witchcraft into your foundation that has made it difficult for you to get married, as I'm praying right now, they shall be uprooted, 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 they shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus. This year shall be your year. It's your year of full celebration, it's your year of dancing, and it's your year of singing a new song. It's your year of testimony. If it's your year of testimony, say, it is my year of testimony in the name of Jesus. It's your year of restoration and revival. Great things shall happen in your life. We shall celebrate and we shall rejoice in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Lord will continue to uphold you. The Lord will strengthen you. His mercy will be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, send SMS or send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Our location is at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Region. God bless you as you get in touch with us, as you share your testimony with us. God bless you, and as you share this broadcast with your friends, the Lord will bless you more and give you greater testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.